It's 26 past 6 on RN Breakfast. Mike Woods, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
How are those headlines?
Well, first to federal politics, and as we've heard, preparations for the new parliament have descended into bitter recriminations, with Labor forced to govern with a one-seat majority. The Australian says this came after Tony Abbott and the Coalition's refusal yesterday to agree to provide a pair for a Labor speaker. Prime Minister Julia Gillard said the government would now consider what to do to fill that role. She refused to endorse Labor's incumbent, Harry Jenkins, or rule out trying to find a Liberal to fill the job. Independent Tony Windsor is now quoted as saying he doesn't believe the Labor government can now go the distance. The Melbourne Age says Victorian police have been castigated for striking a deal to make available secret police files on people protesting against Victoria's $5.7 billion desalination project to the private consortium building the plant. The police files watchdog, the Commissioner for Law Enforcement and Data Security, has ruled that the agreement failed to properly comply with privacy and human rights laws. The Sydney Morning Herald says the company about to start coal seam gas drilling around southern Sydney and the Illawarra plans to use the controversial fracking technique to mine directly beside Warragamba Dam, which holds much of the city's drinking water. Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, involves pumping a mixture of water, sand and chemicals deep underground to shatter rock strata and force coal seam gas to the surface, where it can be refined into natural gas for fuel. The fracking process has raised serious environmental concerns centred on the impact of potentially toxic rock-dissolving chemicals on underground water tables and the disposal of big volumes of saline water pumped back to the surface. Brisbane's Courier-Mail says officials in New Delhi are scrambling to save the Commonwealth Games, employing thousands of workers to clean up the athletes' village and some of the venues. The paper says this came as eight competing nations sent a letter to authorities demanding that the facilities be cleaned up or they would withdraw from the Games. This came amid revelations that India won the Commonwealth Games rights in 2003 with a $10 million palm-greasing exercise. The Adelaide Advertiser says plague locust eggs have begun to hatch as authorities prepare to fight off what could be the worst infestation of the pests since the 1970s. The report quotes the Plague Locust Commissioner saying most hatchings confirmed so far are in the central west of New South Wales, but they'll soon begin in Victoria and border areas of South Australia and Queensland. The Commission says the hatchings are likely to peak in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. Most of the capital city papers carry tributes today for Australia's original crocodile hunter, Malcolm Douglas. Douglas, a conservationist and filmmaker, died at his property in Broome yesterday. Police say he was crushed between his four-wheel drive and a tree. An investigation into how that happened is now underway. And most of the dailies have reports on preparations for the big one tomorrow in Melbourne, the AFL Grand Final, between Collingwood and St Kilda. Today it's the Grand Final parade. The match tomorrow is a sellout, not even a standing room ticket available, Fran, at the MCG, so there'll be a crowd of 100,000 plus.
Go, you good thing. Thanks very much, Mike. And a bit of rain around, according to the Bureau. I remember in the old days, Collingwood supporters used to get out on the Saturday morning and polish their cars, hoping to make it rain.